Have you ever enjoyed a bit of reggae sauce? Well, when founder of the spicy Jamaican condiment, Levi Root, first stepped onto the stage of the BBC's Dragon's Den, he had no idea how much his life was about to change. He told us his foodie story.
Well, I came to this country at the age of 11. I was the sort of youngest of six children. And by the time I got here, I found it very difficult. I couldn't read or write at the age of 12. So I really struggled throughout my sort of younger years, but always felt that I could do things. I felt it in me. I felt the music. I had a sort of natural flair for the music, as my grandma was a singer in the Baptist church, and my mother has a great voice as well. So I knew music was always going to be somewhere along the line. But as I sort of grew up and you know, got into adulthood, I realized that the music wasn't actually doing what I wanted it to do, was to take me to fame and fortune. I needed to bring the plan B, which was the food, and to merge that together with it. So it wasn't totally of putting down the guitar, which I don't think I could have done that.
But music and food go very well together.
Music and absolutely. And I thought that, you know, if I could merge my two passions together, I'd written the song, the reggae soul song, and I decided to go around the country just to market my brand and market Levi Roots. And I've always said that I'm very lucky. You know, I don't think I was the best pitch ever in Dragon's Den. I think I probably was one of the worst, because I did get all my figures wrong. I sweated profusely. I got everything wrong that most people become a cropper of. But one thing that I did show, that I was passionate. I showed that I really believed in the product, and I had a great product. And I think this is what entrepreneurs should portray.
What was being on Dragon's Den like? How was that for you, and where did it take you next?
It was terrifying, you know, absolutely terrifying, because I must have been the only person who has ever been on Dragon's Den who'd never seen the program or never heard of these guys, these dragons, literally until the day I was in front of them. So I don't think that's ever happened before. So you can imagine, in one way I was terrified of doing this, but in the other hand, I had no clear and present danger, because I never watched the show. I didn't know what these guys were like. So when I did come on and started to sing my song and be in my comfort zone, you know, I was fine there. And I think that's the point where the public kind of liked what I was doing. But the other bits, I was just as terrible as anybody else that goes in front of the dragons and you know, is really stumped up when you think you've done all your homework. And because you are pretending, you're not the real you, you become a cropper. But for me, with the guitar, singing the song, that was me. I'm never shy, you know, never out of my comfort zone once I'm in that scenario. And I think that's what's really helped me.
Now, Levi Roots is worth around £35 million now, all thanks to his reggae sauce. So if you are thinking of starting up a food business, maybe that will help inspire you. Levi is now a judge on the Virgin Startup Foodpreneur Awards for this year, and has been looking at some of the most potentially successful brands around the country. We asked him for some advice for other foodpreneurs who are thinking of starting up their own food or drink business. And this is what Levi said.
Well, there's two, if I can choose two advices. I think one is about having a really tight business plan, you know, that you've known your market, you've done your market research, and you've got your plan, your long-term plan going forward. That's one thing. But I do think the most important thing that, you know, in business, when you start up a business yourself, is not to skimp on the financial part of the business, because that's what's going to make or break your business. So the numbers in your business plan has got to be tip top. And I know some people will think sometimes, oh, we don't have to be precise because we're starting out. But, you know, in business, there is no room for being imprecise with the finance when it comes to business. That's got to be on point.
Fantastic. Levi Roots, the founder of Reggae Sauce. It's been an absolute honour to talk to you, and best of luck with your judging later on today.
Thank you, Beth.